Hi, Joe, alcoholic.
Hi, Joe.
Things are good. I got my 30-day chip yesterday. Some of y'all weren't there, so I thought I'd give you a chance to applaud. Oh, come on. Carla got more applause for not sleeping with her brother-in-law. Better. Anyway, my only complaint is now that I'm a newcomer again, I'm not supposed to date for a year. I mean, the Lamborghini's gassed up and fully detailed. Marjorie won't let me take it out of the garage.
Give it time.
Vroom, vroom, Marjorie, vroom, vroom. That's all I got.
Hi, Bonnie, alcoholic.
Hi, Bonnie.
Some of you may recall my recent share about my fiancé's 17-year-old dog crossing over the Rainbow Bridge.
I wasn't here. What happened? Dog went gay. He died.
Yes, awe, total awe, justified awe. Thankfully, Samson died peacefully in his sleep with a big old pork chop in his belly. God knows that's how I want to go. The problem is, that was 3 weeks ago, and Adam is still devastated. I am relatively new to this, what's it called, empathy? But shouldn't he be through the 5 stages of grief by now? He's not shaving or showering. He's wearing the same sweatshirt because it smells like his dog, which means my fiance smells like a dog. I mean, I want to continue supporting him, but... So I will say to you what I can't say to him. All dogs go to heaven. Move on! Thanks.
Hi, Christy Alcoholic.
Hi, Christy.
So I've been having some trouble with my boyfriend.
Oh, no. They're my Kate and William.
His birthday weekend didn't go well, so I've been overthinking everything. He texted me, how you doing? And I panicked and sent him an emoji of a cow. I have no idea what it meant. Tonight, he wants to Skype, and I don't know whether it's a sexy Skype or a breakup Skype. I mean, what do I wear? I don't want to be sitting there in my nippleless bra when... He dumps me.
Oh, honey.
Oh, God.
This is empathy, right?
Hey, honey.
Excuse me, are you my fiancé's son? Because I'm having some forbidden feelings.
Yeah. Showered and shaved. Clean hair, clean teeth, clean underwear.
Wait, what's that I smell? It's nothing.
I think I'm ready to wash the dog bowls and put them away.
Progress. Awesome. I love it. Why don't you let me do it? You go watch some TV and just relax.
Thanks, babe.
Hey, I was thinking maybe later we could go out for dinner. We could go to that place where they flip the shrimp in your mouth.
Yeah, I like that place.
Remember when I caught one in my cleavage?
Everybody enjoyed that.
This one's got to soak.
He's more than a dog. He's your best friend.
What are you watching?
It's just a stupid commercial. They're best friends. They grew up together. But now he's too old to jump in the truck.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I'm not spending the night at Adam's. Weepy Sue is back with a vengeance. I swear I've had all the sadness I can take for a lifetime. What happened?
It wasn't sexy Skype. It was breakup Skype.
Oh, honey. I'm sorry. At least you dressed appropriately.
I was ready for both.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thanks, it's new.
What did Patrick say?
He asked me to go live with him. He said he would take care of me, then I wouldn't have to work so much. That way, we could spend more time together, but I said no, so he broke up with me.
Okay. Why the hell would you say no?
I can't move 3 hours away. I have a life here.
Ish.
Look, it may not be a great life, but it is a life. I'm not ready to just give all that up.
Well, I support you no matter what, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom.
How about I make you some tea, and you go watch some TV and get your mind off it?
I'd like that.
What are you doing to me?
We now return to Love Actually.
Nope.
So how's Adam doing?
Not great. Last night I made him hot dogs and he burst into tears. I mean, that is a whisper-thin connection.
Bonnie, everybody takes a different amount of time to process grief.
I know the guy's hurting and I love him, but sweet mother of pearl, this is hard. I give him tissues, I hold him, I make him soup. And what is the deal with sad people and soup? He can't get enough soup.
It's too depressing when animals die. That's why I couldn't become a vet.
And yet you became an emergency room nurse.
What's your point?
I think it's sexy when a man's in touch with his emotions. Victor cried when my calico Janis Joplin died. We made love with the lights on that night.
Oh, look! Christy's here!
Hey!
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry, Christy. I really thought you and Patrick were gonna make it.
Thanks, Wendy. At least it was a healthy end to a healthy relationship. Healthiest relationship I've ever had.
Did he actually use the words, I'll take care of you?
He did.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You know what, Christy? I have got just the thing to take your mind off your troubles.
Jill, again, I don't want to steam my vagina.
Okay, you didn't give that a chance. But what I'm thinking is, we go to San Francisco and shop until that hole in your heart is full with Gucci.
That is so kind, but
Christy, you have always been there for me. Let me do this for you.
Well, I have always wanted to know what it feels like to just throw money at a problem.
Trust me, it'll get you all tingly like a steam vagina.
Ooh, we're going shopping.
No, just Christy. She's the one who's upset.
I don't know if you've heard, but my fiancé's dog just died. Ah, there you are, right where I left you.
Hey.
I've heard one way to raise a man's spirits is to bring a third party into the relationship.
I'm not in the mood for, is it Louise from Trader Joe's?
Close. It's a puppy. And he's from the Third Street Shelter.
Bonnie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to hand you an adorable puppy that will make you happy. You're welcome.
I'm not gonna take him.
But honey, he's got puppy breath and he wants you to be his new daddy.
Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I'm not ready for another dog.
Why not? You've got those clean bowls. You're halfway there.
I'm still grieving over Samson. It's only been a couple of weeks.
23 days.
Bonnie, listen to me. I know to you I only lost a dog, but to me I lost a friend that got me through the roughest time of my life.
Well, you're going to have more rough times. I mean, you are marrying me. Maybe this little fella can help. I mean, I got stuck behind a garbage truck on my way over here, narrow street, no way to get around him, and I glance over, and this guy is giving me a very encouraging look. Made a difference. Just flipped a switch right in here.
Take the dog and just go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fine. I asked you to do one thing.
This'll make you forget about Patrick. This'll make you forget you didn't get into law school. This'll make you forget you live with your mom.
Okay, if we're gonna list all my problems, we're gonna run out of dresses. These are too expensive. I gotta tell you, Jill, I really appreciate this, but I am just so much more comfortable at an outlet mall.
Outlet mall? Can't heal a sad person with sad clothes.
Nothing's gonna heal me.
Why don't you try talking about it? You know, I took an online class in listening. Forgetting myself and go.
Jill, I really don't want to talk about this. Especially with you not blinking, it's freaking me out.
Come on, give me one chance. Forgetting myself and go.
I really don't want to do this.
Trust me, it'll make you feel better. Forgetting myself and go.
Fine. I can't help thinking I made a mistake with Patrick.
No, hell no.
So you think I did the right thing?
No, shh. My ex-husband's new wife just walked in. I didn't get a good look. Tell me if she lost the baby weight. Wow, is she a professional dancer? No,
professional husband stealer. / highly regarded anesthesiologist.
What are we doing?
I can't let her see me.
Why?
Because she'll think I'm stalking her.
Why would she think that?
Because I had a dark 6 weeks where I totally was.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
You can name him anything you want. Have you named one after Steve Miller yet? Look at him. He's a joker, he's a smoker, he's a midnight choker.
He is adorable, but I'm pretty well established as a cat person.
Exactly. 8 cats and you're the crazy cat lady. 8 cats and 1 dog, you just love animals. Who rescued who, am I right?
Did you ask Wendy? She seems lonely.
Yeah, I already tried her. She lives with 4 other nurses. It's like a sitcom over there. I wish Adam would just take the dog.
Let me ask you something. Did you get this dog to make him feel better or make you feel better?
Aren't those the same thing?
Bonnie, you're gonna have to learn to weather these storms if you want to be together for the long haul.
But he's the rock.
Well, why can't you be the rock?
Because I'm the river. The roaring river. I cut through the rock and make the Grand Canyon, and people come from miles around to behold me.
Wow.
I knew you wouldn't get it.
Listen, in any relationship, emotional support has to be a two-way street.
I'm not sure I buy that, but someone's tail is wagging. Oh, teach me how to love Marjorie. Nothing? You don't want to live with her. She's the crazy cat lady.
Look at her shopping for scarves like she's queen of the world. Oh, here comes the hat show.
Hey, maybe she's shopping because she's miserable, like me.
Oh, that'd be great. Go find out.
What? I don't even know her.
Look, you do this for me, and I'll take you to that Old Navy.
Wait here. That's a lovely hat.
You really think I can pull off this color?
Pretty sure you could pull off anything.
Thank you.
Ugh. Don't need another one of these. Hi, me again. So, shopping for a special occasion?
Anniversary dinner. 3 years.
Oh, I remember my 3rd anniversary. That's when you realize what you're really married to.
Not for us. My friends get sick of hearing this, but we are so happy. It's like we just started dating.
Oh, that's sweet. But having a baby, that's like RIP sex life.
Oh, no, we are fine in that department.
Your husband sounds perfect.
Oh, no, he is not perfect.
Really? In what way?
He sends me too many flowers.
Of course he does. Anyway, it was nice meeting you.
You too.
Bye, Penelope.
But I didn't tell you my daughter's name.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You're tired.
You're probably right.
Do you think maybe I should drive?
Well, for God's sakes, Christy, I can drive and cry. I do it all the time.
Can we at least keep a foot between us and that truck? It's got all those symbols for explodey stuff.
I'm sorry I ruined our shopping vacay. Let's talk about you and Patrick.
No, I'm fine.
I mean it, Christy. Get my mind off me.
Jill, I'd rather...
Talk about Patrick! Forgetting myself and go!
Okay. I guess I'm worried. I'm just afraid to be happy. I mean, is it so crazy to pick up my life and see where it goes in Santa Cruz? They have law schools there. They have meetings.
When I met James, I picked up my whole life and moved from Charleston to California just to be with him.
Really?
You know what kind of culture shock that is? I had to lose my accent just to fit in with y'all. And it was worth it.
And I'm not even willing to move 3 hours from here to a lovely seaside community where my mother doesn't live. What is wrong with me?
I love James so much, I would have moved to the moon if he asked me to.
And I wouldn't. Maybe I don't love Patrick.
Sweetie, I think if you have to ask the question, then you don't.
But I really feel like I should.
Just because he's 1,000 times better than anybody else you've ever dated doesn't mean he's the one.
I know that running into your ex's wife ripped your guts out, but boy, did it help me.
You're welcome. Oh, and here come your outlet stores. There's even a Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Yay! Der Wiener Schnitzel!
You love your wife a lot, right?
Now, this show has some nudity, but nothing you didn't already see when you barged in on me taking a shower. Oh, you stay here. I'll get the door.
Every night, well, 3 or 4 nights a week. Hey,
don't change the channel. Oh! Hey!
Hey.
What brings you by?
What always brings me by after we fight? I'm caving.
Well, let me put the puppy in his crate so you don't have to look at him.
Bonnie, it's okay. I know I haven't been easy to be around, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I shouldn't have tried to tell you how you're supposed to feel or when you should be done feeling it. If you need to be the raging river, I can be the rock.
Lucky for you, I only go full river about once every 10 years. The last time was when Derek Jeter retired and they had that commercial where he was walking through the streets of New York. The last hero.
I think he likes you.
Oh, what's his name?
Well, up until this point, his name has been No, sometimes Damn It, and occasionally Not on the Ruck.
Do you like any of those names? I didn't think so.
How about
Gus?
Does this mean you're keeping him?
I think it means I'm stuck with both of you.
How about we call him Sebastian?
I already named him Gus.
Butterscotch.
Gus.
Bon Jovi.
Gus.
We'll talk about it later.
Ooh, Vu's the best boy. You're the best boy. Did you like your puppy chow? Was it too dry?
Was it too wet? Or was it just right?
Oh, I could snuggle with you all day, but it's time for walkies. Now it's wet outside, so Mommy's gonna put on your raincoat. I know you don't like it, but it's what's good for you. And that's my job, to take care of you. Oh, did you good do? I just love you so much.
So you had it in you all along.